Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of That's Relatable. My name's Brooke, and if you are new to my little podcast here, welcome. Thanks for coming to hang out. I'm kind of in the middle of this little, I don't even know if I'd call it a series, just like some random conversations I'm having with myself about different attributes of Jesus. And again, the goal is to just like open everybody's eyes to like who he is, his characteristics, his mannerisms, and not just, of course he's God and like that obviously says enough, but I think sometimes, personally speaking anyways, I used to get so intimidated by the fact that he is God that I just forget that like he's also worthy of our love and praise just because of who he is, not because of the salvation that comes with him, but because he's just so worthy of it, because he's good and he's loving and he's kind and he's caring and he's faithful and he's trustworthy and all of these things. And so I've just been kind of digging into some of those characteristics. Now, I've been made aware by my own thinking, I guess, these episodes, just like how, I don't know. It's a tall order to try and talk about all of the things that Jesus is, because it's like you can think of a bazillion different things. And so to say this is like a series that's going to continue on, I guess is not necessarily what I'm aiming for, but I do want to talk about his characteristics. I also want to talk about other things in life, like dating, if you are younger, or even if you're adults, if you are parenting, if you're a parent of any, whatever, if you're a mom or a dad and you're parenting, if you are struggling with just like work and jobs and just like whatever. I want to get into that nitty gritty stuff too. So hopefully along with those episodes, you continue to see just different attributes of Jesus show up. But before I get on to those many different topics that we'll discuss, I want to take a second to talk about one more attribute, one more thing that's just been on my heart lately. And that's the characteristic of Jesus just being incredibly caring. And again, it's one of those things that sounds incredibly vague and like, oh, duh, Brooke, like, yeah, of course he cares. But no, I really want you to know that he cares. Like he doesn't just kind of think of you and, oh, I hope they're doing okay. He is madly in love with you and just wants nothing more than to have a relationship with you. And he cares. To say he cares is an understatement. He wants to be in every single situation that you're going through, everything that you're dealing with, anything that you're trying to overcome or things that you feel stuck in. He cares so much about you. And this comes from my own, like, I don't know, like a little testimony that I've seen with Jesus in my own life. And for those of you who have kind of followed my social media or maybe even listened to previous episodes, I don't remember like specifically which episode, but I'm pretty sure at one point or another, I've talked about how I switched my careers after graduating with my degree in dental hygiene. And so this is something that's just left such a mark on my life and in my heart, because it's such a unique situation in my opinion. And I cannot deny, like, there's just no denying that God's hands was all over this. So as just a little backstory, when I was a senior graduating high school, I had always kind of toyed with the idea of becoming a teacher. But after like just hearing all the, not hate towards me personally, but just like, you know, I mean, everybody knows teaching catches a huge, like, I don't know, just a rep of just being, who wants to be a teacher? I can't believe you want to be a teacher. They get paid nothing. They're with teenagers all day, blah, 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 blah. Like, it gets such a bad rep that I kind of talked myself out of what I think I was called to do in the first place. And I was like, you know, okay, I'm not going to teach. I'm just going to start my college career with pursuing business. Every company needs a business person of some sort. So I'm going to, you know, it seems like a safe option. I'm going to pursue business. Well, that lasted for about a semester. And then I get to semester two of my freshman year and I'm like, business ain't cutting it. Like, we got to figure something out. So I go into my sophomore year then and I decide to pursue dental hygiene. And so that's what I ended up doing. I go through the rest of my college career. It takes 4 years to get my dental hygiene degree. And I practiced dental hygiene for about 3 years in private practice. Still one of, I mean, I don't regret it because I made some of my best friends, like my best friends came from the fact that I went through that dental hygiene course and I met people and I had the most fun, and I wouldn't trade that. And again, that's just God like providing and showing his care of just giving me my friends and giving me those college times where we would laugh at the stupid random things and just have these times where we would hang out. And so again, I feel like that is one way that God showed up for me, where he was just providing me with like a village of people who I now have for my entire life. But aside from that, it was about my senior year, maybe I would say like my last semester or two of clinics, when I started getting like this feeling in my gut, like, oh crap, Brooke, like, what did you do? You've got one more year left of dental hygiene school. You're about to graduate. And turns out I'm kind of borderline hating this. And it would just kind of suck because I would have my clinicals scheduled. And clinicals in college, by the way, are ridiculously long. They're 4-hour long appointments with the same patient. And it's just absurd how long these things take. So there are some things to dread along that anyways. But like, I was getting nervous because aside from like dreading just the long appointment time with one patient, it was more so like, oh my gosh, like it's hitting me. I don't like this at all. Well, again, at that point, I've already committed. I've got to finish my degree now. I'm not going to back out with a year left. I'm newly married. My husband and I, well, we had just gotten married. So my new husband and I, we just bought our first home, and we're just very, very new in adulting, I should say. Well, so anyways, I kind of just swallowed my pride and said, nope, I'm already here. I'm already committed. I am getting this degree and it's going to be my job. And that's just, it is what it is. Well, fast forward a solid 3 years later, I'm doing private practice, and it might sound extreme, but I'm borderline depressed at this point. Like, I am just dreading going to work. I have great coworkers. I get along well with the people I work with, but like the job itself was just so unfulfilling to me. And so I felt so dumb, and just like, I took it to God. And at that point, like, I would say I was a very lukewarm Christian. I didn't honestly read my Bible ever. I don't even think we were going to church at that point. Like, I talked to God sometimes, I prayed sometimes, but like, that version of me was listening to Cardi B every chance I had and knew all the words to every song. Like, I was just very lukewarm in my walk with God. And so, but still, I was to the point where I was desperate enough and I was sad enough that I was like, I got to take this to God. I got to figure something out. I feel stuck. And right off the bat, because I was so new and because I did not realize entirely who God is and the way he is and the way he acts and how he loves and cares, I kind of just assumed that it was going to be a tough luck situation. Brooke, this is your life. This is your life. This is how you're going to make money. And this is what you're going to do. And so it more so became like a prayer of, I've got to figure out a way to make myself enjoy this. And then after praying for what seemed like several years, but it wasn't actually, probably several months, God really put it on my heart that like, oh, if only you could be a teacher, like you should really go back to trying to be a teacher. And here I'm thinking like, there's just no possible way. Like, I've already got my degree. There's no way in heck I'm going back through school, to get another degree that takes 4 years to pursue. It's just not happening. Well, lo and behold, the high school that I graduated from had a position come open. And my sister already had a spot there. She's a teacher at that high school as well. And so she's like, why don't you just go check it out? Like, just be a body to fill in at least. Take a year off from doing hygiene. Just like give yourself like a breather. And so I go in. I get an interview with my old principal at the time. And we kind of come up with this plan to get me into a classroom while also pursuing a transition to teaching license. And the state basically makes this an option because we are so low on teachers everywhere. So it really is a loophole. And we just set up this plan of, I was going to pursue this transition to teaching program while working under an emergency license. And so fast forward several years, I go through my transition to teaching program. I get an email from I don't even know, just like the state education board, I guess. And they have a program that is running specifically for math, which I'm pursuing. And they are taking applicants to who live, I don't even remember all the stipulations, but basically if you lived in a rural area, if you were pursuing math, if you graduated college with a certain GPA, you were eligible to go through this program and the state would pay for it. And so lo and behold, I go through this whole transition to teaching program and never paid a single penny to get my teaching license. You can't make that up. God's hand was all over that situation. The fact, like, from step A of me even taking a random off-the-wall interview from school, from the high school that I graduated from, to him putting me into that meeting with my old principal, who I had a great track record with. I did well in high school. I was a good student. I did well. And so he already kind of knew me. And then it just, doors were opening one after another. And to this day, I think it was like a whirlwind going through the whole thing. And I just couldn't believe it was actually happening. But like to this day, like you can put a stamp on it. That was God's provision and care and love for me through and through and through. Because he does not want us to live a life that is depressing. That is, and it feel, again, sounds dramatic, but at the time it felt like hopeless a bit. Like here I am, 23, 24, 25 maybe, fresh out of college, new into my career, and just feeling so wildly hopeless knowing that this is the career. I don't have a lot of flexibility with a dental hygiene degree, but I was so sad. I was so sad and I felt so hopeless that I could not do another job. I was not qualified to do another job. And God provided door after door after door for me to go from one career into the other. And guys, if that doesn't just show you, again, to say he cares, it just seems like it's not even living up to how he really feels. He cares and then some. He wants us to live lives that are so abundantly full of joy and love and laughter and all the good things. And don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean you're never going to have some rough things. And he doesn't promise a life that's perfect without any trials. That's not what I'm saying, but he wants you to feel, what's the word? He just wants you to live with purpose. He wants to give you that purpose. And he never ever wants you to sit in a spot where you feel so hopeless and stuck, like you don't have any other options. When people say he's a way maker, like they're not exaggerating. Like he genuinely is. And it comes from such a deep place of just love and care for you that it's like, I can't even fully explain. And so I really hope people can just open their eyes to like the God of the universe is watching me and he wants me to be fulfilled in a way that only he can fulfill. He wants to give me that purpose. He wants to give me that drive. He wants to give me that passion. He wants me to live according to his will and his purpose. And you guys, that's the best way to live. It's so much fun. And in my head, I was thinking that he was going to be this mean, like, oh, Brooke, you're so dumb. You should have thought about this before. Like just condescending, just like condemning God. And I'm telling you right now, if you have those feelings about God, if you feel like that's how he speaks, I'm telling you right now, it's a lie. That is not the way our God speaks. He is full of love and care. And he wants so, so much more for you than you can even imagine. But coming into relationship with him and pursuing him and learning about him and coming to know him, that's where you crack the code to a lot of these things, where he will be able to show himself to you. And that's one experience that I've been through that will forever just like be stamped on my heart. And you can't tell me otherwise. This is a God who cares. This is a God who cares. And again, that doesn't even seem to like to fully capture the way he looks at us. So I just hope if anyone's out there feeling like they are hopeless or lonely or stuck and they don't know what to do, just know you have a God that cares and he wants nothing more than to give you your life full of purpose. And if you go to him, I promise you he is faithful and he will answer. And so I want to end right there. I think that says enough for one episode anyways, a fun, what I think was fun just to relive, but a fun, amazing example of just his goodness, you guys, and how much he wants to just bless us and be with us and lead us and guide us. And so again, I hope this is something that maybe you benefited from. If you did, feel free to share it with someone who might be going through, trials of any sort. Just know that you are so loved, you are so stinking cared for, and you are so stinking pursued. I love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. As always, if you have any questions or comments or even a topic that you guys want to discuss that you think would be fun to discuss, please message me, comment, do whatever, reach out, and I would be happy to tackle those as well. So on that note, I'm going to head out. Thank you guys for hanging out and listening, and we will do this another time. See you guys.